went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those 3 times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, a show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, where we serve all your healthcare needs naturally. And we're here every week to give you some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends, and to give you options and choices and understandings that will help you maintain your health and improve your health and maintain the health of your family and your community. And we're always happy to give you that information. And when you have questions, we'll ask you to go to the Alternative healthcarenetwork.com. Consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. Our website is spineboy.com, and we would welcome you to go check out the nearly 300 pages of information on different conditions to help you understand how to help yourself. That's always a good place to start as well. So I want to thank you for tuning in. In studio with me this morning is my cohort. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's sitting here next to me, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, good morning, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here to talk to you today about a subject that I find so fascinating that it's part of your practice, and it's manual muscle testing.
Excellent. What would you like to know?
Well, let's begin with the very basic question. What is manual muscle testing, and how does it work, and how does it to help you deal with your patients?
Well, manual muscle testing is using a strong indicator muscle, like a shoulder muscle or any other muscle in your body, and using that as a form of neurofeedback, the connection between the brain and the body, and understanding if that connection is working. And if it is working and you have a valid muscle indicator, then you can use that muscle indicator to now start to evaluate the body at a deeper level.
So how would you actually go about testing the muscle?
Just ask the person to if we're going to use a shoulder muscle per se, which is probably the most common, just ask them to hold their arm out at perpendicular or parallel to the ground, perpendicular to their body, and just ask them to resist and apply a little bit of pressure on their outstretched arm just to see if the muscle locks or not. And if the muscle locks, then it's a valid indicator. And if the muscle doesn't lock, then it indicates that there's a problem within the muscle itself. And then we're going to have to find another indicator muscle to figure out what that imbalance would be.
So you would press down on somebody's extended arm
and, right, if and have them resist that.
And then if they can hold their arm steady, mm-hmm, that would indicate that it was strong.
Right. And that would be a valid muscle to use as an indicator muscle, which is what we would use to access asking the body questions about other parts or other functions or other systems or other areas.
Well, that's really interesting. So you would ask then questions of the body and then test the muscle again a second time, and would it change?
Well, if there's an imbalance in where we're asking the question, a reflex point on the body, let's say like a liver point, or let's say the emotional point, or let's say an allergy point, if there's something that's impacting the body at that particular time, then the muscle will respond by inhibiting or weakening and creating an indication that there's an imbalance there.
And how would you find those points to test a liver or a kidney or some kind of emotional feedback?
Basically, most of those points have to do with the anatomical area in the body, like the liver sits just below your right chest muscle. And so if you put a flat hand over that area just below the right chest muscle, and you understand what it is that you're asking as far as being a practitioner or a facilitator to understand what's going on, then you know that you're working with the liver and your intention is on the liver. And if the liver is doing its job in an appropriate fashion, it should test strong. And if there's an imbalance there, the muscle will test weak. And then it just becomes a question of figuring out, well, what's causing the weakness.
So you keep going on a deeper exploration each successive test.
Yeah, we'll be looking at emotions, toxicity, nutrition, allergies, structural, physiological. We can look at receptors, both mechanoreceptors and proprioceptors, and get a sense of what's going on within the nervous system, and is it communicating properly, and is it regulating things properly.
That's an awful lot of information you're able to get from this process.
Yeah.
And so how does that actually help you deal with your patient? What does that do? Is that just give you information and then you use that information to then ascertain what to do next?
Well, first and foremost, we take a good high quality history to understand what the patient is aware of themselves when they come in. And then we do this body evaluation, looking at these different major reflex points and correlate that with whatever they gave us in their complaint and in their history. And you start to get a picture of what's going on within the patient.
So sometimes you would be able to, I would assume, find out things about the patient that the patient may not be consciously aware of going on with themselves.
Oh, we do that every day. I mean, there's a lot of people that have bladder weakness that goes on because they have a tendency to hold their urine too long. And, I'll ask them if they have any issues with bladder control or bladder weakness. And probably about 60% of the time, the people are like, no, I don't have any problems with that at all. And then about a month or 2 months later, they'll come back in and say, remember you were asking me about bladder control? I've noticed that I've experienced symptoms with that now. Is that something that you created for me? And it's like, no, we can find, the interesting thing is that most healthcare industry, the insurance industry standard requires that a person has lost greater than 60% of normal functioning in order to qualify for treatment from a traditional medical standpoint. So I personally don't want to lose 60% of my functioning before I can figure out what the problem is. And so manual muscle testing, if done appropriately and is done without an agenda, you can pick up a deficiency with as little as a 2% loss.
Wow. And that's something, I mean, certainly as a patient, I would like to be able to come in there and say, you know, I have this vague sense of something not being right, and be able to go to a practitioner and get some help identifying what's going on.
Right. I mean, a lot of times people go to their medical doctor and the medical doctor says, we can't find anything wrong. And from that perspective, in terms of insurance paying for it and being a qualified patient in the healthcare industry, that would be correct. correct. We can't find anything wrong because you don't qualify for something that we can get paid for. And realistically, that's a reactive form of healthcare instead of a proactive form of healthcare. And so I like the tool of manual muscle testing that I've used in my life for the last, 28, 29 years. And I appreciate the results that it gets and the fact that, you know, I'm 51 years old and I don't have any health problems.
Well, that's remarkable. And I know that one of the things that you rely upon quite heavily in your practice is the theories of traditional Chinese medicine. So how does this manual muscle testing relate to traditional Chinese medicine?
Well, traditional Chinese medicine is a methodology that's about, over 5,000, some say as long as 7,000 years old. And it's a way of looking at the body and using the body's natural rhythms and the seasons of the year and the time of the day and understanding the energy flow through the body. And so when you use that as a foundational understanding and then you evaluate the body using the manual muscle testing, you're able to figure out what's going on within a person. You get a sense of what their personality is like. You get a sense of where they hold their stress. And you just get a good overall understanding of who the person is, what makes their body work, what's interfering with their body, and how to restore balance to them.
Now, you talk about balance. And generally, are there specific places or are there common places where you find those types of imbalances for people?
Yeah, pretty much everybody has emotional imbalances just because it's the nature of how the stress in our lives and how we process those and how we manifest those. Just about everybody in this country has some sort of digestive imbalance. Those are very easy to find. And if you can't digest your food properly, then every system that feeds off of your digestive system is going to have imbalances, like your immune system, allergies, liver stress, arthritis, inflammatory disease. Then you can get into things like thyroid and endocrine disorders, and so it's just as a cascade that happens with people when they first start to have imbalances. The body will continually try to restore balance by compensating, robbing from Peter to pay Paul, if you will. And ultimately, a lot of times when a person finally goes to see their doctor, they're like six or seven steps removed from the original imbalance, and most of your allopathic treatments are going to be focused on the symptom, not necessarily the underlying cause.
So when you talk about bringing somebody into balance, I mean, what throws you off balance, I mean, if you think about something like a scale or something, it doesn't take a lot to throw something off balance. So you must be dealing with fairly subtle occurrences in the body and being able to start to recognize those.
They are subtle, but you do something for 25 years and you pay attention to what you're doing. You can see patterns within people just as and when they walk into the office and you ask them certain questions, and it's almost like you can predict what their answers are just because of how they present themselves. And, it's fascinating when a patient comes in who I've never met before and I ask them two questions and they feel like, why would you ask me that question? And where are you going with that? And then it's just like, okay, now we're really at the core of their issue. And they're like, nobody's ever asked me these questions. And it's just being able to read the body and interpret what it is that's going on and doing it without bias and without an agenda and seeing what the body presents itself with.
This is really fascinating. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I do have a number of other questions I'd like to ask you about manual muscle testing and how that works as an effective way to help a person restore their health.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we talked about the shoulder in the first part, but we're talking about the large joints of the body. And what's the next joint you want to look at, Mark?
Well, it's the one that I hear so many stories about people getting hip replacements. And at the other end, we were talking about the top of the torso, but now if we look at the bottom of the torso where your hips are, and this is an area where lack of movement does seem to lead to some serious issues. I mean, we in this culture are really chair dwellers. We spend so much of our time sitting and not moving our hips, certainly in the way that you see people in, say, Asia, where they squat a lot and they move their hips and have much more flexibility there. Is there a way that you can avoid going down that path of having to have your hips replaced?
Well, first and foremost, I want the listener to appreciate that every part of your body has a consciousness to it, and shoulders have to do with things that we're taking on, that people are giving to us, or our ability to reach forward in life. So the left shoulder is about taking on other people's burdens, and the right shoulder is about our ability to reach for life. So when we look at the hips, they also have a consciousness to them. The hips are about taking what we would like to do and actually creating the movement associated with it. So the left hip is about how we move away from things in life, and the right hip is about moving forward or moving towards things in life. And so people who have hip issues, whether it's a right or a left or both, it's interesting. A lot of times people will come into my office and they're saying, yeah, my surgeon wants me to get set up for a right hip replacement. And I'm like, a right hip replacement? What's wrong with your right hip? Well, it degenerated, and they said it's due to the old age and the wear and tear on it. And I'm like, well, what happened to your left hip? And they're like, oh, my left hip's fine. And it's like, okay, well, what did you do with your right hip that was more stressful than the left hip based upon your average, you know, daily life kind of thing? And they're like, well, I don't really know that I've done anything different from one side to the other. And it's like, okay, well, why is one degenerating? Well, it has to do with the emotions associated with their ability to move their lives forward. And when I talk to people about those kinds of questions, they're always fascinated as to how I would have those kinds of insights to give them the understanding of what may be going on with their hip or not. And so what can a person do to avoid going down that path? Well, they got to get their emotional house in order, for starters. The other thing that they should do is have regular chiropractic care and exercise properly and avoid traumatic stress to those joints. And finding a health coach, if you will, that can help make sure, you know, find a body worker that will do the work that's necessary in order to keep things fluid and flexible and get rid of imbalances rather than putting up with them. But we as human beings, you mentioned that we're entirely too sedentary, and I believe that we are entirely too sedentary. So if you're not getting up and exercising every day and getting those hips properly moving, and then you are potentially creating problems down the road.
You know, it's interesting that you talk about consciousness of the joints, and it strikes me as, can you approach the health of those joints from either way? One, from dealing with maybe the psychological, emotional issues that might be around that, or by physically simply by putting more motion, as you're suggesting, going to somebody who can help you with the movement of the hip? Would either of those approaches work, or both of those approaches work?
Both of them together are going to work significantly better than doing one versus the other. So the more you can do that supports normal movement and the emotions associated with the normal movement, and understanding the emotions that get trapped in the various joints of the body and dealing with those, that's the ultimate best way in order to maintain joint integrity. And then, of course, there's nutrition. There's drinking the right amounts of water. There's breathing the right amount of quality air, and keeping your body as clean as possible. I mean, all the things that we typically talk about in terms of maintenance of health. But for people who have a lot of stress in particular joints, you know, our producer here at the show, he was having issues with his right shoulder. And I looked at what he was doing at his workstation when he's recording our shows for us. And it's always fascinating. It's like, you know what? Well, if you move your mouse up, just raise it about 2 inches, see what happens. And sure enough, he did that. And you know, I'm looking at it right now. He's got a little helipad, if you will, for his mouse there. And he doesn't have the shoulder problems anymore.
It's amazing, especially with a repetitive movement type of injury that you would have like that.
Right.
Now, there's another joint that goes into the hip area and the pelvis, is the sacrum. And that joint, which comes from the same root as the word sacred, is a very important joint. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, appreciating the question, I believe the Greeks and the Romans and even the Egyptians termed it sacred in regards to protecting the genitals for the person, whether it's a woman, because the sacrum is protecting the uterus and where the ovaries are, and that bone really is important for the stability of our ability to stand and walk and do so many other things. And yeah, well, I can appreciate way back in the day where those cultures, everything was about the gods and everything was about putting an association with different parts of the body. So I can appreciate that sacrum originally came from the word sacred, and procreation and being able to procreate in a normal fashion without any issues. I remember the Egyptians, if you didn't have a male child, you were considered a failure as a pharaoh. Mm-hmm. And it's let's try with a whole bunch of different women because maybe it's the woman who's leading to the failure, not the pharaoh themselves, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's just weird how we develop the things that we've developed in our various cultures.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, you talk about the consciousness of the joints, and here we are looking at something that's that ancient, and yet it does tie into a similar kind of a point of view. Now, the sacrum is actually a movable joint, and for a lot of people, I think that there's another joint that gets frozen.
Yeah, there's actually the sacrum itself is a triangular bone, and then you have your right pelvis and you have your left pelvis that communicate with the sacrum called a sacroiliac joint. And as you walk forward, your pelvis actually rocks back and forth one side versus the other depending upon if your leg is forward or if your leg is backwards. So when your right leg is forward and your left leg is backwards, the left SI joint is going to go back and the right SI joint is going to go forward. And so what's interesting is sometimes that joint can get locked. And one of the main things that just about any chiropractor does and on one occasion or another is to adjust the sacroiliac joint to help restore proper movement within that sacroiliac connection.
Yeah, I've myself have had that joint go out and actually sprain that joint, and it's an enormously painful kind of injury, and you basically almost can't walk.
Right, it can be, and it's just very, very, very common for people to have, and all the different techniques that I've learned over the years, make reference to the fact that the sacroiliac and the ligaments that are around and support that are so vital for our ability to stand and walk and sit and get up and all mm-hmm. of those things.
Well, this is really a great show. I appreciate taking the time to talk about these joints that we don't normally discuss. We do need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, a few more questions about the large joints in the body.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today, my co-host, Mark Sabin, and I are discussing the larger joints of the body. And we covered the shoulder, and we've talked about the sacroiliac hip joint area. And what else do you want to talk about, Mark?
Well, as always, I'd like to turn our discussion a little bit to what people can do to improve their health and to maybe avoid some of the surgical options that they may be facing. So are there particular things that a person can do to avoid having to go through the pain of a hip replacement?
Absolutely. As I said from the earlier part of the show, having regular chiropractic care to prevent joint issues from forming and get your emotional house in order and have regular exercise, be mindful of what you're doing. And if you can find a good body worker to help maintain the integrity of those things, there's plenty of them in the San Francisco Bay Area. If you need a reference, give me a call. I'd be happy to find the correct practitioner partner for you out there. I do have a litany of them at this particular point, and they would be happy to help you with any of those joint issues that you're having.
So I'm curious, when you talk about chiropractic care, how does chiropractic care actually help with the joint issues?
Chiropractic is primarily founded on taking the pressure off the joints, whether they're the joints of your spine, the joints of your extremities, all the joints within the body. A good qualified chiropractor who knows how to work with the whole body has the ability to take the stress off the joints by reestablishing balance within the muscles that support the joints. And if there's any strain or stress or damage within the ligaments that support the joints, we have tools and techniques in order to address that as well.
Now, what about if there comes a time when surgery does become a person's best option? Is there a way that you, as a chiropractor, can help a person who's going through that process?
Well, what's important is once they have the procedure done, the question is did the surgeon get it 100% perfect? You know, I had a patient who had a hip replacement, and when we looked at what was going on, their knee on the same side of where the hip was done was not properly lined up compared to where it was before the surgery. And so now she started creating knee stress, and they wanted to do a knee replacement. And at the end of the day, I'm just like, okay, you have her lay down on the table with her legs straight out in front of her on her back, and you can just see that the alignment is completely off. And I asked her husband to come in and take a look at her laying on the table. I said, what do you see? And he's like, wow, that whole hip leg thing is all screwed up. It's all not quite the way that it should be. And I was like, okay, now what sort of training have you had? And he's like, no, I can just see it as plain as day. And the surgeon who did the hip replacement wanted to argue that, no, it's perfect. Look, it's perfect the way that it is. And it's like, well, she's not walking perfect. She doesn't feel perfect. She's got more pain now than she did before because it's not properly aligned. But, you know, unfortunately, sometimes people don't want to take responsibility for what they did. And if the guy just said, yeah, I guess you're right, we need to fix that, then there wouldn't be any issues.
There'd be, yeah. And probably from a surgeon's point of view, he's looking at the way the new hip connects into the bone and not the alignment of the entire leg.
Right.
Now, well, if somebody's had that joint replaced, and those are generally titanium, aren't they?
They are titanium, to and the best so of my
that,
knowledge.
So does those prosthetic joints create other problems in terms of the immune system?
No, the body doesn't have any issues with accepting that. They don't have to do what if you have an organ replaced to where you have to have your immune system suppressed so that the body doesn't attack the new organ. You know, this particular type of replacement, whether they're putting in titanium or they're using some of the other ingredients that they use, if you will, for the replacements, the body's totally okay with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, what you mentioned nutrition before. Are there particular nutritional supplements that you could take, like chondroitin and glucosamine, that I've heard so much talk about that would help?
Yeah, there's lots of information out there about different ingredients that help. Eating real food is your primary thing that you need to do, making sure that your digestive system is properly balanced and, you know, digesting, absorbing, and assimilating food in a normal fashion. But yeah, you want to eat ingredients that are high in the nutrients required to maintain normal joint integrity, cartilage integrity, ligament integrity. And the company that I use, Standard Process, has very specific supplements designed for ligaments and designed for joints and how to maintain that. And if you need a referral for somebody that can help you get those kinds of products that are going to be far superior than any synthetic chondroitin or glucosamine or glucosamine chondroitin supplement, it would be my pleasure to make you that referral so that you can get on high quality whole food products as opposed to chemical synthetics that may or may not have a benefit for you.
And if somebody wants to ask you that question, what's the best way to reach you?
They should definitely give my office a call. The phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or they can, again, they can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K @spineboy.com. And I will get back to you. I will get on the phone. I will give you the information that you need, because at the end of the day, that is my purpose. My purpose is to change people's lives and help them with their health issues. And I take my my purpose very seriously, and I'm just here to help, and that's why I do this show every week.
Well, thank you for doing it, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Yes. For the listener, thank you very much for tuning in this week. I ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.